scholarship money, some of which we talked about earlier today, to help us enhance our diversity in the student population. But the most interesting thing about the report the Chancellor shared with me was that most of these programs had been on the books for quite a while. We had a general sense of what they were supposed to do, but there was no mechanism whatsoever of accountability to actually give a little review every once in a while. So the Chancellor actually recommended that we move forward creating somewhere in university administration a office of accountability to actually evaluate these programs. How long have they been at it? What have they actually accomplished? Will changes have to be made? I think the bottom line, I think this is what you were coming to, Trustee Montgomery, is that it's like the same thing we were talking about all over and over, the dashboard. We actually need not only set goals, we have to measure our performance and then make sure there's a system of accountability built into it. Otherwise, I don't think you really will make measurable progress.
I do have a quick question. As far as the campus climate, culture, and attitudes are concerned, how are we, examining the campus climate? And when I say climate, I don't mean like for one period of time, we give a survey this year to kind of analyze the attitudes and cultures on campus, because in my opinion, that's not the climate. That's at that point in time. So the campus climate for me would be over, you know, the last 5 years or something constant, so we're always keeping up with the attitudes and culture and how the campus is changing. How are we doing that now?
I don't think currently we have one mechanism that measures that. There are several climate surveys that the campuses participate in, but we've never engaged in a university-wide climate survey. And the one that we are planning to do was at the request of President Hogan, and one of the requirements was to develop a climate survey that could be tracked and administered more than once in order to gauge how we're doing as a result. And so this is actually our first sort of delve into trying to measure the climate on a university-wide basis. Otherwise, we primarily participated in surveys individually on the campuses.
As far as the issues with retention that you've identified, how have we identified those? Is that through actually speaking to people that leave?
The retention issues?
Yeah.
The one that comes to mind is the Urbana campus did an assessment with APs, was it 2-3 years ago? And surveyed their APs and asked, what are some of the issues that you believe we have as far as the retention, promotion, and things of sort of work-related issues for any employee. And so that's one of the ways that we were able to come up with that. Those are also themes that are carried on the other two campuses as well. It's throughout the university.
There, in our package after the slides, there's a written document.
Yes.
And in the written document, there's a sentence in there too that says, about the searches, among them are the search committee members' concerns that the locations of the campuses themselves will make it difficult to recruit or retain diverse individuals from outside the region. I read that and it sounds like the committee is making a decision that we shouldn't go outside the region to find diverse candidates because they're really not going to like it here anyways.
That pretty much sums it up.
Well, if you start there, we're not getting anywhere. I'm just telling you.
Resources, whether it be resources, time, and money expenditure to conduct the search, and whether or not it will be fruitful in terms of retention. And so there is this feeling that they won't come or they won't be comfortable that they won't
sound harsh here, but that idea that you can predict somebody's experience or their outcome seems to me that predictability is the fundamental building block of racism. Like, if you say, I know that person because of their background is not going to do well here.
Into position descriptions for leadership positions at the university, and why it's important that there be education on diversity for all search committees. You know, we haven't done that, and we're doing that now. We're stepping up to do that now, and these two things alone aren't going to turn the world around. But along with a set of other things, including some of the suggestions coming from the chancellors. I think over time we should be able to see some progress because we sure haven't seen any in about 10 years.
If I can say, the Springfield campus, we have done that because we're small enough, and I think we have seen progress. There have been some purposeful searches where our search committee colleagues have taken real steps to attract and vigorously recruit a diverse pool of highly qualified applicants. So we do meet with every search committee and have these conversations, and I think some progress is being made.
The chancellors, do you guys want to add anything?
No, I think this is an area where we've made serious commitments. The challenge is in fields where there's a very limited pool. And I appreciate the approach that Eric articulated, where you look at the pool and you set goals, clearly defined goals, based on the available population. I don't necessarily buy the notion that relocating to a new place is predetermined that somebody's not going to do that. I think we should be recruiting and not deciding that they just won't like it here, or that candidate won't like it here, therefore we're not going to offer them a position. I think that's an issue. If it is an issue, it's for us to figure out how in our communities to solve the problem.
Right now, we're supporting our academic professionals in a survey, a very scientific survey to ascertain the quality of life of academic professionals on the UIC campus. By my office as well as our HR office. The issue of climate is important, EBS, and look at to make certain that all are welcome.
There was a mention of the Campus Community Alliance in the material, and that speaks to this issue. We've convened a group of African American and Latino leaders from Springfield and want to get them involved when we have candidates for searches, to try to establish ties with the community even at that point and show that Springfield can be a welcoming community.
Yes, the student trustees, a question. When you all were deciding where you were going to go to school, you probably went on various websites, something that the rest of the trustees probably never did. but there must have been websites that articulated, you know, whether a school was fun or a party school or a jock school or a school that was welcoming to a diverse population. Is that true or is that not true, or do you remember anything like that? Or?
Well, I don't remember the specific websites, but I think there's one, I think College Board maybe. There's one affiliated with AP exams, and that's one I checked. And there's one affiliated with Spark Notes, I checked that too. And they're not very formal, but they do sort of speak about the percentage of, you know, minorities, and that is something that I did check before choosing UIC.
As far as choosing UIS, that was largely my mother's decision. However, I think you can learn a lot about the university from a website, but I know, you know, for me coming in, you hear a lot about the school from other students or other college students or, you know, people that have experience with the university. So although I knew those websites were out there and I did kind of, I think actually I more so researched the school I was going to after my mother made the decision that I was going there, but the website does play a large factor, but I think that whatever is going on the campus already will have a larger impact because students hear what other students say, what other parents say, and I think that that plays a larger part than the website, although that is important. I'm not sure if Dan's...
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you totally. I think more than just as a metric and a number that students will look on a website and go, okay, well, this campus has this percentage, so this campus is diverse, and maybe I want to go here, or maybe this would be a more welcoming environment. I think you stand largely on, I mean, I had a pretty similar experience to Charles, and I mean, and my decision was based largely on, you know, what my parents said and what my friends who were going there and people I knew who went there before me said, and I think that if you recruit diversity, diversity will eventually start recruiting itself, and come to a point where, you know, if you're from the same neighborhood and similar groups, you're going to go back and you're going to say it was a great place. I had a great time. It was very welcoming. It was a good environment. I think that means a whole lot more than just a percentage and a number on a website to any student that's looking to go to a school. And plus, you got to pay for those websites too. I don't think too many students go ahead and do that.
And yeah. like you said earlier, I think it would be important to establish, like, instead of going back 10 years, but for this board and new leadership to establish a new base upon which we say, okay, we've been trying, because at one point, sometime along the way, efforts become unimportant. They don't matter anymore because you, as a partner at a firm, you can't say I've been trying to recruit clients, because if you don't actually do it, who cares how hard you've tried? It doesn't matter. So I think that it would be important for this board to establish a new base upon which we'll measure how our efforts have actually worked out. And if it's not working out, then maybe we need to look at things again. Because, you know, even, and as Dan said, you know, efforts are so insignificant that at one point we can recruit and have a diverse campus, have diverse and a diverse AP staff without trying. So I think we need to kind of focus more on results and figuring out how we can get to those goals that we've established instead of saying we've been trying to do it.
I'll say it again in a slightly different way. So at my last place of employment, there was we lost almost all African American youth coming to our after school programs. And the staff came to me and said, you know, what are we doing wrong? We're doing everything to invite the African American population to come to this organization, and we're friendly and we're open. And I'm like, what's changed between 2 years ago and today? They're like, well, the African American staff all left. I'm like, hire African American staff. We did, and that changed. So the reality is, I think we're saying it in very different ways. What are the metrics we want to be able to own?